Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
So I says to the guy, what are they even talking about? I feel like that's just every portrayal of like a mobster in a movie. So I says to the guy, that's not a giraffe. That's my fucking wife, you bitch. And they're always a bitch, whoever they're talking to. You
never
bitch.
Nice. Never nice.
No, right?
You never go, hey, so my wife's a fucking giraffe. Nice to meet you. Never. It's always like, hey, my wife's a giraffe. Why don't you go fuck your mother inside of a goddamn Dave and Buster's, you fucking bitch.
I want like a modern day gangster who has to be like very PC and also like he's a little gluten free. He's like, hey, you nice, lovely lady. Let me get the double W. Nice lady. You fat.
Something
can
about,
it be lettuce wrapped?
Something about the word bitch.
Hey, really bitch.
Because you do it in that accent, it's funny because you go, hey, you fucking bitch. If you really
lean
into it.
Well, I think acoustically it's satisfying.
Just with the bitch. Bitch.
Yeah. Bitch.
It's just fun to say.
I mean, it's literally Too Short's favorite word.
I don't think
it's
any other word.
What is my favorite word? Bitch.
Bitch. What's your favorite word?
Bitch.
Is it?
No,
bitch
my
is
favorite
fun
word,
to say, dude.
My favorite word? Oh, my God. Do I have a favorite?
I don't know.
I'll tell you my favorite phrase, which I use on the daily, hard sell.
You do say hard
a
sell.
Lot. I mean, that's going to be a hard sell.
Yeah.
If I was on Shark Tank, that would be me right here. I go, yeah, that's going to be a hard sell.
You know what I say a lot? I go, there's a world which... There's a world which we can blah, 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 blah.
I hear that.
Say it a lot.
I think you're more so... Well, let me tell you this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me tell you this. Listen to this.
Mom's tit.
Mom's tit.
What would your rendition of 8 Mile Spaghetti? There's vomit on a sweater already. My mom's tit is...
wet already.
Tit!
Tit!
What were you talking about?
Tit's a fun word. Monster Energy's thumb. I was opening the Monster drink and I was like, dude, I'm going to just cut my own thumb off and put it in the Monster and get bags. Can you do that?
There was a hot era. It was like 2008 where people were just putting body parts in Wendy's chili. And here's what's funny is Wendy's is so shitty that every time they actually have to be like, guys, hold up your hands. Was this any of you? Like Wendy's, for a second, they're like, that's not us. But deep down, like, what the fuck? What if that's us?
I mean, but it doesn't come from like the actual Wendy's place, right? It just comes from the factory. Because I don't think they don't make anything in there.
No.
Everything's
they
frozen.
Make bad decisions.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you that much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. TikTok has just ruined fast food for me, but also it hasn't.
Oh, what do you mean? What's on TikTok?
Well, they just like, they'll be like, this is how you make literally anything at Taco Bell. And then they show you like in the kitchen. And the worst is when they get out like the giant Ziploc frozen bags of like,
yuck.
That's the meat.
Yuck.
And you're like, huh? And then you're also driving past a Taco Bell, and you're like, yeah, I would love to spend $3.14 on two tacos.
I had Taco Bell. I had Taco Bell last night.
It hits.
Dude. Oh, I was hammer drunk.
There it is.
Doing work on my computer. Definitely nothing.
You're doing work?
Nothing was
funny.
You
were doing work last night?
I was trying to edit. I was just...
Hammered?
Hammered. I was like, this is funny. No, it's not.
Did you were able to like work?
I think so. I didn't check it. This morning is probably trash. But I was trying to edit something. And then
you're
I
just
was
playing solitaire for like 6 hours.
I want to see the subtitles. Just fucking.
Yeah. What's that game where you click on a square and it's a bomb or not?
Minesweeper.
Tetris.
I used to love that game.
Really? I never knew how to play that game.
I didn't love it. Actually, I didn't love it, but I would just like it would be easy to pass the time.
You ever play Chinese checkers?
Yeah.
Never knew how to play. Always played it. Never knew how to play.
There's a lot of games I don't know what the fuck's going on. Chess. I mean, I know what you do, but I was more of a checkers guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know.
You got a Checkers face.
I just like the patterns and the colors.
You ever eat at Checkers?
The restaurant. That's a chicken.
Hits!
Chicken place?
No, it's a burger place.
Checkers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where was I recently had them? Des Moines? They had a Checkers? Mm-hmm. Maybe? I don't know.
Do you think the name of a girl would make you not want to be with her? If you met some girl and her name was Chubby Checkers? And you're like, that's not your name. She's like, yeah.
No, because I would just give her a new name.
Jesus Christ.
Alexandria.
Just give her a new name?
She's like, I'm Chubby Checkers. You're like, Alexandria.
Your name's Alex. So,
or I would just abbreviate.
Call
her babe.
How do you feel about calling your girl? Do you call your girl like any cute little names?
Of course.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh. Give me one. Can I guess? What do you call her? Cinnamon sticks? Sweet honey dip?
The more so just sounds, you know?
What is the sweet? Sweet sour sauce?
No, what do you call the lady?
Now bitch.
Wow, it's your favorite one. No, ours is like just cute. Here's the thing is if any of your friends, maybe this is just my relationship, if any of my friends heard how like we talked, you'd throw up immediately. I think it's like that for a lot of couples. It's like there's this little world where just you and your partner exist.
Yes.
And then anything outside of that gets in the mainstream. People are like, what did you just call her?
Well, dude, that's why when you break up with someone, you just lose like 3 years of inside jokes. Like, where did that energy go?
Yeah.
Just gone?
Yeah.
Because you can't jump it. Yo, you ever try to reuse one? You ever try to like jump a thing into another relationship? Gross.
And then the other one's like, what did you just say? You're like, oh.
No, I call you Lucy. You know.
Is that a thing?
My nickname.
What nicknames do you use now and what nicknames have you used in the past?
So we don't have any, it's very early. We don't have any nicknames. We just call each other babe a bunch. Babe and baby. Yeah. Did you suck your own dick? yeah, we do that a lot. But yeah, past relationships. It's so hard to even say it because it doesn't make any sense.
I know. Well, that's why I'm holding on to what I call my.
So I'll embarrass myself first. I would call there her like, is. I would call her like Lucette. But come on, Lucette. What are you doing?
What does that derive from?
I started calling her.
Please burp in the mic again.
I'm so sorry. I swear to God. Sometimes we're just having a casual conversation.
Hey, and boys.
And I just forget we're doing a podcast, which I guess is a good thing. But I started calling her Loops. And I don't know why. I forget how that happened.
Loops.
And I was like, hey, Loops, can you come over to whatever? And then Loops would turn into Loots. And then I would just say Loots Set. And then it just became Set. Yeah. I'm going to be like, hey, Sec, you come over, blah, blah, blah. But like,
one word starts it and then it just bubbles off.
And then it's the whole thing. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're just like, hey, blah, blah, come over here. And it's like a normal thing.
And then a turkey rolls in. It's like, hold on, what's going on?
Blah, blah, blah. Is it Thanksgiving? God, go ahead.
Ours will, it's just a variation. So booby, so... boo-boo, boonky.
Boonky?
Boonky! I don't even know where it comes from. Boonk? Boonkistador?
Boonkistador.
I used to just go up to her head and I would just like you know the sound effect boonk?
Yeah.
Like I would just like tap her head and go boonk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just turned into all that.
All that, yeah. But then what happened? Like where does it go?
I don't know. Boonky? Boonkistador?
But it just all goes away.
Boo boo!
I literally called my last girlfriend, listen. Swear to God.
What?
I'd be like, come on, listen. This is how I talk to her. Hey, I need you to come over here and listen for a second. 1 second.
Did you want her to listen or that's what you're calling the name?
I have no idea. Oh, I understand the question. I was just calling her. That was essentially her name.
Listen?
Yeah. She would call me listen. I would call her listen. And I have no fuck. I can't even try.
But that wasn't even close to her name, was it?
Not even close. But she would call me listen. Like, I have no idea where it came from.
Are you sure she just didn't want you to listen to her?
What did you just say? Comedy.
Gabe, what about you? Any cutesy names?
Hell yeah, I'm up. Dude.
We've got a similar version of the boonk thing, but for us it's boops, where it's boops? Just like doing a boop, like boop. A boop on the nose.
Oh, both of you guys are hitting your girlfriend.
Yeah, we got one of those. I call her Sherbert, which I Sherbert? Think her you know her name she's her name vaguely sounds similar to that, so it just like went from that to then Sherbs.
Her name's Mark.
Yeah, I call Mark Sherbs.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Sherbert. Yeah.
Sherbert's cute.
Yeah, Sherbert Sherbs.
Sherbs?
Yeah, just a lot.
There's always the trial ones, you know, in the beginning. In the early days of the relationship, my girlfriend used to call me Muffin. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. You know when you're mad and you just get mad at anything? We had an argument and I was like, yeah, and don't call me Muffin anymore. Which is such a funny thing to say out loud when you're like,
yeah.
When you're trying to like lay it down and be like, yeah, this is our relationship, and I'm going to tell you what's good. You can't call me Muffin.
Why?
Unless it's blueberry. I fucking love blueberry muffins. I don't know. I was just mad at her in general for just like, because we got in a fight. And then I was just dishing out.
Right.
I was just dishing out just heat. I was just like, no, yeah, no muffin.
You don't like being called muffin because you can't eat a muffin?
I'm gluten-free, yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
I just thought it was, I don't know.
No, muffin. I understand. Like, it's especially like in, it's also like you have the ones that you say like when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And then you say the ones where like there's other people around.
Oh, yeah.
Other people around I'm just like, hey, insert name that I'm not going to say on the podcast. Hey, insert name that I'm not going to say on the podcast.
Right.
When you're alone and you're like in the midst of like a bed and you're naked, you're going to be like, oh, come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if your friends overheard how you talk to your like girlfriend, they'd be like, hold on, what? And you're like, a bug flew in my throat.
But when everyone does it.
I was disappointed when I found out that the pet name, she calls me Bubs all the time. And Bubs is also, turns out that that's what she calls anything that she finds cute in the world.
Oh, dogs. No.
Well, that's what she did. That's what she did with Muffin. She'd be like, look at this little muffin. I'm like, hey, it's got to be an individual thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not everything's a muffin.
Shut it down. It's got to be a very specific thing to me.
Yeah. That's also what it was.
My penis was inside of you.
So. A dog?
Huh?
What's happening?
Michael.
What are you guys talking about?
Because she would do it, like, she would see a dog and be like, Muffin.
Oh.
Or that, or there was a lot of food things. One time, it used to be pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Pickle?
Pickle.
Don't like it. I love pickles.
I kind of like pickle.
I like pickles.
Oh, I like pickles, but do you want to be called pickle? If you could pick a name that she could call you, what would it be?
Dennis Rodman.
I love it. Mine would be Big Dick Johnson. Just in Ralph's. Big Dick Johnson.
Yeah, I'm going with Lieutenant Seymour Daddy. Title. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up, only $5 a month. God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.